One can just sort of chalk it up to the sort of different temperaments, personality.
Different temperaments, different personalities, yeah. I'm not exactly sure when Ajahn Gampa started. Being a vegetarian very early on, he saw the benefit of it for himself. Oftentimes it begins as simplicity and as well as that sense of not encouraging the lay people to be either taken by themselves or being it's like a, let's say like a one-minute chant. It's actually mostly vegetarian. And using it as a, but it's not really hard to fix and accept what it was offered, but really like all the food that's prepared in the monastery is vegetarian. And lay people know that quite well, and it gets people thinking. It's a useful tool.
Here we say here at the monastery, when people ask,
right,
then we tell them we prefer vegetarian.
Yeah. And try to encourage people to consider it.